But if this comes through, I'll tell you what, TK, if this comes through, if Jacqueline Magnay tells me that this is the case, then this is music to my ears.
Because you're a big Man
U fan. Man U fan, Neymar, £173 million. Thanks very much. Jacqueline, good morning to you. Tell me it's true.
Well, Jimmy, it could be true. Man United, Jose Mourinho, he wants to buy out Barcelona's contract with Neymar's contract with Barcelona, which is over £150 million. So that's, you know, huge money when we look at it in Australian dollars. And they're saying they'll double the amount of money he gets paid on his weekly salary. So we're looking, he'd be over, you know, over $650,000 a week. It's a matter of whether, you know, the big thing is he's been playing behind Lionel Messi for some time now.
Yeah.
And if he goes to Man United, he would be the number one man. He has shown some interest in playing in the Premier League before.
Yes.
So there's some really positive signs coming out of Man U that this could actually be happening.
That is incredible money, isn't it? 650,000 Aussie a week. Now, the T20 competition, the Big Bash, an enormous success here, Jacqueline, but it started in great fashion for the counties over there, but they've got to revamp it.
Yes, they've had this T20 blast, it's being called over here, which has been very low-key. It wasn't really taking off, and now they want to restructure it and have the cricket similar to the Aussie Big Bash or the Indian Premier League, by having eight teams, independent teams, not tied to the counties. And of course, trying to get the counties on board to support this, they've had to pay them a certain amount of money, £1.3 million, to get their support on it. It's going to be go to Lords tomorrow for approval, and then they have to have a vote, a postal vote, by everybody. It looks like it'll get over the line, because the only people who are really opposing it at the moment are Kent and Surrey, whereas the other counties are supporting it. So it does look like it will pass.
Yep.
Colin Graves, the head honcho at the UCB, he was saying that they need to have these, you know, regional teams. There's going to be the auction, and they need to do this to rival, obviously, the Australian competition, but also to supplement the test schedule of the England team. So it would be run in the summer alongside the test matches as well.
Mm. So, well, you consider it from an Australian point of view, and I know it's on during the test matches as well. They're apparently going to be paid three times what they were getting for it now. So this is $300 million over 5 years, Jacqueline, for a competition that didn't exist 10 years ago. Like, you understand why the England Cricket Board is going to do that.
Well, and also each team will be allowed three international players.
Yeah.
So, there will be a little bit more scope, a little bit more money in the pot there for players to move around and you know, be picked up internationally as well.
Now, this is a disturbing story, Jacqueline, you have here around Mustafa Bashir. And he's escaped a jail sentence?
Yes, well, this is a player who plays for Oldham. He's a cricketer. He's a Pakistani cricketer. He's in his early 30s, so, you know, he's not in probably past his prime. But very nasty story. He beat his wife. Now, this has all come out in court. In one instance, it's alleged he forced her to drink bleach in a bid to make her kill herself. She survived that. Incredibly, he was spared jail. He was sentenced to 18 months, which has been suspended for 2 years, because he presented to the court evidence that he was going to sign with Leicestershire, and he needed to be out of court, obviously, to go and play cricket. This was accepted by the court. And Mr. Shearer said, no, this is completely false. We've got no idea of this guy. And so now, of course, there's issues of whether he's in contempt of court. So he could be in some quite serious trouble if that's indeed the case. So, but a really nasty story. And one that sports clubs are having to grapple more and more, aren't they, about when players are convicted or found to be in trouble, especially in their personal life, at what point does the club step in and say that's unacceptable behaviour, we are not going to be involved with anybody of those kind of ethics and morals? And we've seen that in rugby league. We're seeing it more and more where clubs, really at the behest of sponsors, are having to step back now and say, well, you know, in the past it might have just been brushed under the carpet. Now, in this day and age, is instant media as well. It's just impossible to cover up.
Yeah. Liar, liar, pants on fire by the look of it, Mustafa. Now, the Tour de France champion, Bradley Wiggins.
Sir Bradley,
I should be saying. You're exactly right, Bradley Wiggins. What, is he under siege again?
Well, he's been under siege for ages, hasn't he, about this, you know, bizarre parcel that kind of apparently he was given some type of medication before the Tour de France when he won, and there's been a lot of conjecture about what's in this parcel, a lot of scrutiny, a lot of investigation. But he's come out firing in the last couple of days in, against Dave Brailsford, Sir Dave Brailsford, who was head of the Sky team and head of British Cycling. And he was very critical of this concept of marginal gains. And this was kind of the process where every tiny little thing that cyclists did was scrutinised, and to the point where Bradley Wiggins was saying that, you know, it wasn't, you know, it was about the mattress you slept in and the pillow you had. And he was saying, look, all of this marginal gains is a load of rubbish. And he's saying it really detracted from, you know, the hard work that cyclists put in. Mm. And he felt that some people linked to these marginal gains were getting credit far outweighing what they'd actually put into the performance, because he said, you know, it basically comes down to the training and the physical effort, not what pillow you lie on or what mattress you happen to sleep in. So he was quite scathing of Dave Brailsford, and there's clearly a big split between the cyclists and the management, and there's a lot of nitpicking going on now at the moment around all of that. So I think there's obviously a bit more to come out around what was going on in that team over the last couple of years.
Watch this space, as they say. Jacqueline, we've got a fly. Thank you very much for that this morning.
Thanks, guys.